Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Misfit Toys.
Hey. Oh, dear. Why we have no show this week is a long story. And it starts out with this young man. Joey Gargano, Joey Gargano, on the Todd Glass Show, on the Todd Glass Show. Joey Gargano, Joey Gargano, on the Todd Glass Show, on the Todd Glass Show. Joey Gargano, so, Joey Gargano, on the Todd Glass Show, on the Todd Glass Show. Joey Gargano, Joey Gargano. Where do I start? Seriously. There we go. Oh, wow. So, excuse me. I'm eating pistachios. So, Joey Gargano was our guest. And look. You know what, truth, I guess I'm a little embarrassed because, you know, it's the sound thing again. Now, it's not, things just got moved around here. Because for a long time, we didn't have this trouble. But then again, we didn't move things around. So, we put the studio back, and then they came, and then, you know the deal. But now, when we play music loud, and here it sounds great, and in the studio, when you record it, it doesn't. Now, we did a lot of music, and Joey was like, you know, I'm going to talk about Joey in a second, because I haven't even told him yet. I was like, maybe he won't ask, and I won't have to feel so bad to tell him. But there's a reason I want to tell you. So at first I thought, well, I'll just play it, and I'll give a preface to it. You know what I mean? I'll drop it, and I'll say, you know, that it's, but we also yell a lot. You know, we both yell a lot, and silly yell, and that's peaking. So it would be different if, like, even if every 10 minutes we hit a song and you had to go 15 seconds, but it's not going to be relaxing for you to listen to it. And I don't think, if I give it to you, you might just want to, but no, Joey was great. He was seriously, that's why it, you know, they're all fun shows, and every time you lose one, you felt like you just had a really good time with someone, and you'd like to capture it. But Joey was extra special. I mean, I love this guy. You know, he's... Joey Gargano, Joey Gargano, on the Todd Glass Show, on the Todd Glass Show, Joey Gargano. And he came in here, and he was everything I'd hoped he'd be. We'd hung out in New York, like I said. I met him through Jake Adams, who I've met so many, a lot of really nice people I've met through Jake Adams. Give him a goddamn shout out. But Joey Gargano, I met when I was in New York a while back when I was doing my show there in Brooklyn. And he was just so much fucking fun in here. I was so excited to share it with you. And then to add to that, Cam Gavinsky. It's just the three of us. Cam's doubling his, you know, he joined in the whole night. And then he also did the board, you know, the drop. So he was, and the two of them together. And it was just fucking so much fucking fun. Now you might think, well, why am I telling you? Well, first of all, we're going to do it again. And it's fun to have a new guest like that. I mean, Rory Scovel used to be like that, but he's... How long does Rory Scovel have left to live? Seriously, is anybody in the tech room tonight? Is anybody in there? Hello. He's got about another week to live. That's my producer. So, Joey Dardano. Am I saying it right? Joey Dardano. But he was so... The reason I'm telling you, because as I'm telling you, I thought, well, wait, you don't want to go off too much on something you don't have to offer. You know, it's like I say, oh, this food is so good. And then you go, I think I'll get that soup you're telling me about. Oh, we don't have it. We ran out of it. Oh. But you come back, you can get the soup another time. So Joey Dardano, we're going to have back. Maybe I could give him $25 towards a plane ticket. Seriously, I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to tell Joey to listen to the opening of the show. If he asks me what happened, I'll go, Joey, will you do me a favor and listen to the opening of the show? Because you can't go off too much with someone's face. They get uncomfortable. But this guy, I fucking love this guy. And let me tell you something. I see great things happening for him. And I'm not... truth. When I say it, it ends up being true. Maybe if the person believed me as much as I knew it, maybe it's good they go, well, I wish Ty was right. Oh, I know I'm right. I miss people. It's not like I go, anybody who ever made it famous, I would be able to tell. No, there's people that were comedians that I liked, but I just didn't see it in them. And then they go on to not only have a career, but do some acting that you didn't even think. So, yeah, of course that happens. It always impresses you. But then there's people I know, I'm like, oh, they're going to, and I'm always right. Always 100% of the time, because I take in their emotional accountability. You know, you could be funny as fuck. Every bone in your got to be funny, but you can have your problems, but you still got to be able to navigate yourself in somewhat of I heard he dumped a bucket of hot coffee on an intern on this new play he's in because he said it was too hot, and to prove it, he dumped it on their lap. Yeah, it sort of makes sense. All right. I'm not really doing them justice right now. So, yeah, it's a no-show today. And, it was so much fun. Whatever I put in front of him, he just went with it. What does he want from me? I feel horrible. I feel really bad. That's why I'm going on and on about it. We did this. Oh. This was the... With Joey clucking along. Oh. By the way, truth, we did do that. All right, listen. I have to get one thing off my mind, even though it's a no-show show. And Joe McKenzie, my heart goes out to you after making that song. It was so good. We were all... Okay, enough. Joe McKenzie. I'm going to do a show where all I do are go through sounds, music that Joe's done for the show, and which is going to be around 80% of it. Then there'll be drops and other stuff that maybe... But it's mostly an evening with Joe McKenzie and his music. And during that night, it's just going to be me here in the studio. And then I'll probably call Joe on the phone. He seemed to be okay with it. Now, someone just called me in the middle of doing the opening. And I don't want to, go off to see what the message is. Because then I'm afraid I'll stop the recording. So, but I want to just say this real quick. And, you know, I know you're supposed to try to get people to change their belief. And you have to be kind. You really do. But I think you're, it's my own rule, to get angry when you're not mad at necessarily their stance. Oh, that's frustrating. Of course it is frustrating. And a lot of times history will go on to show they were making a mistake. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're upset, not with their stance, but having to figure it out. Because there, and I'm trying to use words like that I would use if you went to therapy that aren't accusatory. What's the kindest way I could say? And I would say they unknowingly, I don't think they're aware of it at first. When you poke holes in what they're angry about. And you sort of prove, like if they were just an open book and genuinely misguided a little bit, then you pointed this out, they'd go, oh yeah, now, let me give you an example. So it's going to lead back to this whole people that are transitioning. But I'm going to get to it, but I'm going to give you other examples when people, they won't even, again, I'm not mad at their stance. That I'm frustrated at. I'm a little annoyed that I have to work so hard to figure it out without prevailing at the end ever that person goes, well, that's, you know, I got to admit, I disagree with you on this, but that's a very good point. Nothing. You will never get anything like that. It's like when religious people use religion to say that's their problem with gay marriage. And if you said, well, I don't know, you overlook some other things and you consider yourself a religious person, you got married, you know, the list of things that you can. And if they were really not, if they were really, I'm asking if they were at least emotionally open to that, maybe we wouldn't be having these problems with them. So I know it's ironic that I'm asking them to take a step back and look. And I guess I shouldn't expect it, but it doesn't mean it can't be frustrating. That person would look back and go, oh, yeah, that's true with religion. I overlooked that. Why can't I just overlook gay marriage? You know, or why can't? So I could just see someone, maybe the brightest person with that point of view, laughing and going, all right, well, I guess I can't use that as an excuse anymore. Let me think here. What the fuck is it? Because it's obviously not that you calmly and brilliantly pointed that out. So what is it? No, you don't get that. When people, say, don't, to the Colin Kaepernick, taking a knee. Don't take a knee. That's disrespectful. So they make up other reasons because they're afraid to say, I don't think racism is a fucking problem, okay? So they always act, it's like the way they're, you know what I mean? Because if they were really concerned that, no, racism exists, it's just you got to tackle it in a brilliant way. Okay, the rioting, we had to explain to people, well, that's what happens when you, and they're not the rioters, they're the looters, but you can't. And then, you could sort of go, okay, all right, well, what about taking a knee? Now, if they weren't just full of shit and floundering for reasons, they would go, the take a knee? You mean instead? Yeah, of course, I love that. Jesus, that's the most peaceful way. No, of course. No, you don't get that. You don't get that. And now, when I say these people are with us, and they live amongst us, they're people we know. They are people that listen to this show that, hold on, let me get one thought. Let me say this. Sometimes, at least I feel, I don't have to 100% understand it or have the right answer, but I know yours is wrong. And that leads to this. So now we're dealing with that same thing. Like, that they say, the ones on the show we've talked a lot about when they go to, oh, there was a kid in Mississippi. He wanted to get on, start his transition at 2. These isolated stories but these anecdotal stories, if I said that right, they get in the way of other people's freedom. But they always have those stories. And the new one is, with the playing on sports. Now, I'm backing into what I just said about, I don't have the right answer. That's not a bad question. That is not a bad question. I don't think just because you're asking the question, well, what do you do in sports? That means that you're against the cause, like in those other situations that I just painted. Yes, there could be somebody that is just curious about that. But when you want an intelligent answer, not to stand loudly and disagree, but when you want an intelligent answer, my gut feeling is you get one. And I haven't asked anybody really that. I heard somebody speak about it and These are people that are going through. But there's my mistake. I'm glad I almost tried to answer that question. And this is what's frustrating, because it would be unnecessary to answer, because that's not really their problem. It would not be equal playing field. That's what they're saying. That's their problem. It wouldn't be an equal playing field. And I saw something that came in front of me on a TikTok clip. I think it's like a senator from somewhere, debating this with somebody else. And he says, well, what about the children that can, basically afford a $100,000 trainer a year, or, all that stuff that money can get you, that, hey, if you have them, what about that? Now, again, going back to what I said, if that person was, whether they're unknowingly or knowingly, not being truthful, that would be a moment where they go, well, to be honest with you, I never thought about that, but no, I'm not okay with that either. Because it's a good analogy. It's to find out really what you have a problem with, so we can have a goddamn conversation. And these people do. They are amongst us. And I don't know if I want to get into it when I go home for Thanksgiving with somebody, if something stupid is said. It hasn't been. And the thing that bothers me, it's almost like I wish I had people around to defend you when they go, oh, well, you're just mad. Oh, all you do is ask a question. You're mad. I'm not mad at your opinion. I'm mad that you don't have follow through. And I know someone particularly right now that I'm thinking of. That's probably where the frustration comes from. And I know for a fact that if I went to this person and said, well, what about the equality in, I'm not going to get, because that's a really clean answer. And it's not even arguing. You still have to have the argument of the reason that that's not even important. But I'm saying some intelligent person knows the answer to that question when people say, oh, it's not fair. But this answer is, to me, it's the cleaner way, because you're going at really what they're about. It has nothing to do with inequality, as long as that inequality isn't coming from a trans person, which weirds them out. And it's fucked up. That's really what bothers you. And I know, I don't know what I expect from this person I'm thinking of, who I also like very much. I'm not going to give you too much more information. It's not a family member. But we see each other. We know we've had this conversation. It's just very frustrating that they won't, you bring up a clean point that you know makes sense. Well, who's to decide that if it makes sense? Me. And I have a good track record. All right. Joey Scazzola. 16 minutes this show is. I think I'm going to let that out. That rant I just went on, because, sometimes I get on a rant, and I feel like I want to express myself, I got a lot of pressure on me. I mean, Joey Giordano, we had a great show with him. Now I'm rambling into a phone, and I wanted to talk about it. Well, I'll tell you another thing that I wanted to talk about. Why does anyone care if you put pineapple on the pizza? I don't get that. Yeah, I'm like a little pissed off at that. No, I get you don't want it. I fucking totally get you don't want it. What the fuck's your problem with pineapple on my pizza? Get the fuck away with me with that shit you do. Pineapple doesn't go on pizza. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you. Get the fuck away. What the fuck do you care? I'll put shit on your pizza and fucking smack it over your head. All the shit you put on pineapple, they're so upset about it. Leave me the fuck alone. How come I can understand you don't want it? Someone goes, can you understand people don't want pineapple on their pizza? I go, yeah. I'd argue the same way. If someone goes, well, I don't get it. Everyone should have pineapple on their pizza. You know what I tell them? What the fuck's wrong? Yeah, everyone should have pineapple on their pizza? You don't get why some people don't want pineapple on their pizza? You don't get why that flavor doesn't agree with someone? Why does that confuse you? Well, works the other way around, too. And these pumpkin spice people around the holidays. Jesus. I'll be back with part two of the Todd Glass Show. Into my phone. Joey Dearden.
When I woke up this morning.
Oh.
You were on my mind.
Oh, thank you. It's true a lot.
You were on my mind.
I'm talking to you, everybody. Well, I didn't want to bother you with that. I'm talking to everybody except Vinny. Nope, I was not thinking. Nope, sorry, Vinny.
Just to ease my pain. Just
on the other side of this song, I'm still in the mood to talk to you, but I'm afraid to make this opening in my phone. This is a no-show, people. Oh.
Whoa, whoa, I got a when I woke up this morning, oh, you were on my mind.
See how we faded from that part to the next part? This is the longest no-show there ever has. We've had longer ones. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up, but that's all I wanted to say. You know what's funny? I got more angry about the pineapple pizza than I did the... I hope somewhere in there someone shares when I was talking about the when people... Because when he brought that in, I didn't have that. I knew the others. I'd always had that theory that people are afraid. I've talked about this a lot, but it was one more example of it. And I'm glad I brought this up. That got me really annoyed with it, because I've talked about this before. Patton Oswalt has a joke. I know I'm not even close to getting the joke, but the nugget in the joke is that when people say, what's wrong with two guys getting married, two gay guys kissing or whatever? It's something like if somebody said, because it fucking grosses me out. It grosses me out. Patton's sort of saying, I'd say thank you. Now we can have an honest dialogue, because you're telling me what really bothers you. But when you make up reasons, and I am telling you and being fair and looking at them and not looking to nitpick. But when your reasons don't match up at all, we've already been through that. But now the new one, because you have to back up and ask what they're asking for. They're asking for, equality. That's what they keep saying. They just won't be equal. And then I never thought about it. Good for that guy to go, well, what else isn't equal? Let's see if that bothers them. Just like I used to say when they said gay marriage will ruin the sanctity of marriage. You go, well, what are some other things that might have ruined the sanctity of marriage? See if they cared about that. And if they did... If you said, well, what about all the reality shows on television? There are people get married on television, and did that ever? And if they went, yeah, I did an article about that. You go, okay. Hey, I disagree with you, but at least I know I'm about to engage with somebody that really has a problem respecting the sanctity of marriage. So that's what he was trying to do with her. Hey, I know it's silly and I role play it in a weird way, but if he said, what do you think about kids that can get tutors, he was very well prepared. She would say, yeah, well, read my column this week. I talk about that, too. I'm not lying. I want it to be equal out there. And whether it's... Then you go, oh, okay, wow, this is a battle. But at least it's the truth. But when you can right away go, no, okay, so you don't care about the equality. Then I have to do my own homework and figure out what you have a problem with. And you'll never fucking admit it. You'll never give. And I've been there, but I was younger in a relationship. When you realize the other person's right, and I know the thought process to do that. I've done it. I'm not proud of it. I'm prouder to say that it was when I was younger. And then you realize that it's okay to be wrong. It sucks sometimes in a relationship, maybe. But you make things right. So I know what they're doing. They heard it, just like I heard it. And you're no different than me. I remember being in a relationship, and the person would say something that made me realize I was wrong and I wasn't ready to give up. But I remember it. Because maybe sometimes in your relationship they say something and you don't think it makes sense. I'm not talking about those times. They happen too. But when someone says it calm, distinct, and clean, I remember those moments and I remember going, okay, I know I'm wrong. I'm not that crazy where at least inside I didn't go, okay, well, he just called. He's right. I did do that. And that was the same thing. So that's what they do. That's what they do because they're the same. We're all... You know, and that bothers me, especially when it's someone else's, like you're really fucking with people's beings, all from a stubborn, childish point of view. It's easier to prove that that's not what bothers you. It's easier to prove that than if, like, you know, the hypothetical situation I said, like, what if the other things did bother them too? Well, then, oh, now you really got your hands full. But you usually don't have to go down that path. Oh, there's probably so many mistakes I made in venting about that, but anyway, I did it.
We did it!
Yay! That's right, we did it. All right, everybody. Thank you for Joey, dear Donna. We're going to get you back in here. Oh, dear Donna. Now I'm saying it. So, alrighty, everybody. I'm sorry. This was a long no-show show, but just look at it as you were there for me when I needed to vent. Do I ask for that much? Do I ask for that much? I don't think I do. Thank you. What can I leave us here with? What do you leave? What do we leave here with? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Maybe this? Nope. I don't like that one. How about this? Nope. No, I don't like it. How about this? Bye, everybody. Oh. Wait, what the hell is... I don't get what's going on here. Seriously, hold on. Oh, it was playing two at once. Whew. Bye, everybody. See, now it's the Todd Glass.
I came with a little bit of sorrow, was maybe a bit too sad. One day you rolled into tomorrow, and you gave me the best you had.
Oh, my God, I had sound problems, I just realized, on this show. Oh, it's embarrassing. I love you, everybody. So you're all I have.
You brought me a part of your sunshine. You took in the heart of my pain. It wasn't supposed
it's you
to happen.
I like you. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.